This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know what? As a publisher, I've observed something fascinating and extremely disturbing about society's interests and what people are really focusing on. Look, we are on the precipice of a major financial collapse, a global debt collapse. This market blow-off, it's sometimes described as a form of hopium because it's an irrational, almost drug-induced addiction to ever-increasing valuations that have no basis in reality. Anyone who thinks that this market is just going to keep going up forever and that asset valuations don't have to have anything, any attachment to reality or earnings or assets is insane, frankly, or just delusional. And so what do these people do living in their delusional lives? They focus on celebrities. They have to watch the Oscars or the Emmys or the whatever. I don't even know what they all are. They're just obsessed with Hollywood. I did an article the other day about the passing of Bill Paxton, who sadly died during surgery at age 61, I believe. He was a great actor. He was in Aliens and Twister, or Aliens 2, Twister, Terminator, a bunch of movies. Great actor. And sadly, he passed away. That article got like 100,000 views. Meanwhile, an article describing how we were being censored by Google in the world's most outrageous example of a search engine deliberately censoring a very large publisher of human knowledge, that story got like 1/10 the views. I mean, Bill Paxton dying, yeah, I'm sad about that. I'm sad that he died. He died too young. But why is there 10 times more interest in the death of an actor than the death of free speech? See, that is a very important question for our time. And it tells you that something's really, really twisted in society because people are focused on sports and celebrities and Hollywood, and they're not focused on the legitimate issues that threaten their future. What are those legitimate threats to their future? Well, there are many, but the financial collapse is just one of those many threats that is inescapable, unavoidable. We know it's coming, we just don't know exactly when, but when it does come, it's going to be devastating. And I'm on the record predicting that Donald Trump is being made a scapegoat for the coming financial collapse. That they have propped up the system. Well, let's go back to 1997, long-term capital management. That was one of the first big crashes should have happened to correct issues in the marketplace, but instead it was bailed out and propped up. And the horrible decisions and the abuses of leveraged debt were allowed to not only continue, but to even multiply. So then we get into the dot-com crash of 2001, which I also publicly predicted years in advance. We get into the housing crash, which I also predicted years in advance. You know, the subprime mortgage crash, as it's now known. There's a great movie to watch on that called The Big Short. Watch The Big Short. It's one of my favorite films of all time. And now we have, well, from 2008 then, because of the subprime mortgage crash, we had the government generating trillions of dollars, literally trillions with a T, of dollars in fiat currency. That's fake money, counterfeit money. The Fed basically just cranked up the printing presses and started counterfeiting currency to bail out these banks, which again avoided the corrections that need to be made in a healthy market. And so the abuses continued even more and they multiplied even more. Now you fast forward 8 years throughout the Obama administration, you've got the plunge protection team operating in overdrive, trying to keep asset prices up. You've got the Fed printing more counterfeit currency every month, hundreds of billions of dollars a month in counterfeit currency. They call it quantitative easing, or QE1, QE2, QE3. You know, I guess one day we'll have QE infinity because it'll just be Weimar Germany all over again. But they keep bumping all this money into the system, thinking they can prop up the market forever, thinking they can push asset prices up forever, even though they've lost all touch with reality. And then Trump gets elected, which frankly surprised everyone. But then the globalists who run these systems, who run the Federal Reserve, who run the Treasury and so on, they decided, wow, this is a great opportunity to go ahead and let the system correct itself. All they have to do is allow it to correct itself, you know, raise interest rates a little bit here and there, slow down the quantitative easing a little bit here and there, cause like just one hedge fund, one sufficiently sized hedge fund to go belly up, and it'll have a cascading collapse that'll just ripple through the world's interconnected financial systems. But now you see Trump is the perfect scapegoat for them, because they don't like Trump anyway. And they need a way to blame Trump. They need a way to discredit Trump. And they need to unwind all the leverage in this market anyway, because even they realize it can't last forever. So it's the perfect opportunity. And what you are seeing right now, you might be sitting there listening and saying, well, wait a minute, Mike. The market keeps going up under Trump. Keeps going up. Yeah. It's a sucker's rally to goad people into buying more so that the people in the know can sell at the top. It's so obvious. In my view, this is the time to sell. Big time. Because if you don't, you're going to ride this crash all the way down, because it's coming. Now, it's hard to pick the top. I admit that. It's impossible, frankly, to pick the top. You might miss out on another 5% rally or 10% rally, or hey, for all we know, 25% rally. But when the correction comes, the big global debt collapse correction, it could be more like a 50% drop, or even theoretically a 70% drop in asset values over time. Not overnight. It can't happen overnight. It takes time for these things to unwind and for the failures to cascade through the system. But that's part of what makes it so weak, because it's so interconnected that banks from one country have sold debt instruments that are tied to banks in another country, and they've got exposure in debt instruments and derivatives that are tied to banks in a third country, and it's all interconnected. So what it means is there are no firewalls. There are no firewalls. It's like when the Titanic sank. I don't know if you remember that, but one of the reasons it sank was because they did not build the bulkhead dividers high enough to block the water that was coming in through the hole in the hull. So if they just built those bulkhead dividers higher, they could have sectioned off that part of the ship that had taken on water. Instead, they didn't build them very high, and the water just went over the bulkhead walls and spilled into the next section, and then the next section, and then the next section, just filled the whole thing with water, brought it down, sank the Titanic, which, of course, we were told was unsinkable. Just like the stock market today, we're told it can never go down, right? Or if it does a little bit, it's just described as it's a buying opportunity. Get on board, buy more. It's a buying opportunity. This is going to go up forever. It's absurd. It's demented. And it's incredibly dishonest, and it's going to harm a lot of people. That's what really hurts about all of this. Because most mainstream people are, let's face it, suckers. They're watching the Oscars, and they're watching the Emmys, and they're keeping track of their favorite NFL team. And they're watching the NFL halftime Super Bowl Lady Gaga performance. And frankly, they're morons. They're morons. They have no clue what's actually happening around them in the world or what's coming. There's a tidal wave coming. They have no idea. And because of that, they won't know what to do when it hits. They have no backup plan. There is no plan B for these people. Their plan was to do what the TV told them to do. Put your money where the TV tells you to put the money. Watch CNBC, buy the stocks that CNBC tells you to buy, even though that's what is that, a fool's strategy? You could hire a monkey to throw darts at a dartboard and do better than CNBC's recommendations. Seriously, there's actually been, I think, a study on that. Just random number generators give you better results than CNBC. Yet that's what people think is going to actually work for them. I saw another analysis recently that the stocks in the market, that there's really only about 4% of the stocks that account for most of the rise from 1929 to the present, which means about 96% of the stocks don't perform hardly at all. It's just 4%. But they make it look like the market's going up for all stocks, even though that's really a deception. It's actually not true. So these people, they're doing what they're told. They think they're smart because they have a financial advisor who told them to put their money where CNBC tells them to put it. And they're doing like stock purchase averaging, and they think that's, oh, wow, that's really smart. Wow. They think that's high tech. They have no idea. They have no idea how they're being outmaneuvered every second of every day by the traders, in the market who are out just, where do I even begin? Watch The Big Short. Watch, there are documentaries on, I don't know what they call it, but very rapid high-speed trading, I think is what it is, where people shave pennies, dollars off of every trade by having fiber optic connections that are tied into the market, and they take advantage of the time differential between the updating of pricing from one market to a major customer, and they insert themselves into the middle of that and shave some money off of every trade. So when you're sending in a buy or a sell order to your broker or through the website or what have you, somebody's shaving some money off of that in a split second. They're making money off you no matter what you do. And right now, if you're buying stocks, it is a sucker's rally. You are going to get hurt so bad. You are going to get hammered so bad. It's just like in the dot-com boom in 2001. When I warned people, you're going to lose your retirement, and they said, no, I'm not. TV says everybody gets rich in the dot-com market because P.E. ratios don't matter anymore. All the rules have changed. And I told them, you're going to lose your retirement. You're going to lose your life savings. You're going to end up working as a Walmart greeter when you're 65 instead of enjoying the retirement that you ridiculously decided to put into, you know, drcoop.com or whatever.com stock that crashed. And people were just like, no, it's great. And the taxi drivers started giving stock advice. You know, you get in a taxi in New York, they're like, oh, did you buy the latest, you know, excite.com? It's going to go up. We've been making money hand over fist. It's total insanity. And that's what you're seeing now. Again, it's so obvious to me. These patterns of human history are so predictable and so obvious. It's why it's frustrating to me because I don't want people to be hurt financially. But it's also like, you kind of deserve it because you don't learn. You're like lemmings. You're running off a cliff all together in a group, you know, sheeple being herded in one direction because you don't think for yourself, because you believe the propaganda, because you spent the evening watching the Oscars instead of reading a book on real financial investment strategy. And so you're a mainstream sucker. The market takes you for a fool. And when the day comes that crash hits, you're going to lose everything. You're going to lose your pension. You're going to lose your life savings. You're going to lose your mind because we've seen it over and over and over again. And I don't know how many times I have to try to warn people and they still don't listen. So I hope that you will listen. I don't want you to be hurt, but you should recognize that society is full of people who refuse to listen and who will be hurt. And those people will become the danger to the rest of us in their panic. In almost no matter what kind of crisis comes along, if it's a financial crisis, or if it's a grid down scenario, if it's a nuclear attack, or, you know, an invasion or something, if it's a social chaos, a civil war could happen. California wants to secede. That could be a hotbed for conflict. Most people can't handle it. They have no idea what to do. they haven't prepared for anything, and thus they will freak out or panic, and they become a burden on the rest of society because they failed to prepare, because they failed to plan. So what are you going to do? For example, like let's take the Dallas pension system. It's already bankrupt. It owes over, like it's $1 billion short right now, over a billion. I think it's like 1.3 billion short. Just for the city of Dallas. And you've got all these, you know, retired police officers and firefighters and teachers and government workers, and they've been told that they've earned this pension and they want to collect that pension in their retirement years. And a lot of them are getting, you know, transitioning into retirement. They want to start collecting those paychecks and they want to live off those paychecks and count on that and the medical benefits and everything else in their elderly years. And, you know, by any measurement, they've earned it because that's what they were promised. That was the contract. So they're supposed to get that. And yet the money doesn't exist to pay all of them. So some of them try to get their money out early. What happened? They almost crashed the whole system. So the city had to put restrictions on people taking their money out of the pension system, right? Because, oh my God, if you actually want to get your money out, you're going to crash the system. And why is that important to understand? Because that is the entire banking system as well. It's also the entire stock market. That's right. If people want to get their money out, if all of them do, the entire system crashes. Because that, look, I'm going to have to do a video about this. Like have three people start buying stocks and show how they all think that they're getting rich. They're creating money because the stock price keeps getting bid up and higher and higher. They all think they have all this wealth. But it's illusory. It doesn't exist because you don't have that wealth until you sell the stock, and everybody can't sell. By definition, everybody can't sell. And if everybody tries to sell, it crashes to what? Zero. So by definition, stock market valuations are fictional. I'll do a video on this to explain it in more detail. But this is why every crash in history accelerates with panic, you know, fear and panic, and then ultimately despair, because people think that owning a stock means they have that money. They think it's a real asset, but it isn't. It's a representation of a potential asset, but it has to be exercised, i.e. sold, in order to realize that asset. And if enough people attempt to sell it, the price crashes, and thus all the money that all the people think they have in the market actually does not really exist. So there's a big lesson in all that, and very few people have ever really learned it. Now, this is why I've never been hurt by a stock market crash. Never. And I'm never going to. I'm 100% out of the market right now. I don't own a single stock anywhere. And I certainly wouldn't be purchasing them now. But I'm not going to get hurt by this. I've got assets in other areas that are immune to that. And I probably don't have to tell you what those are, but they're real assets, real things. Things that can't just disappear overnight because somebody changed their bid on a fire sale for some asset, or some derivatives market crashed, or some hedge fund went belly up, or some currency took a hit. No. I don't think it's smart to be in that market right now when it's all about to come toppling down. So if you've got friends who are watching the Oscars and the Grammys or whatever they are, Emmys, you should run as fast as possible away from those people, because when they lose their pensions, you know, they tend to be clueless people. When they lose their investments and their pensions, they're going to come to you and ask for, you know, help. And you want to help as many people as you can, but your resources are limited too. How do you help them all? How is Dallas going to pay the money that it owes to everybody? You want to know the honest answer to that? The honest answer, it's unpopular. Nobody wants to hear it, but here it is. They aren't going to pay everybody what they owe them. It's not going to happen because integers and mathematics, it's not subject to your opinions. You can't just say, we want the pension to just have like an extra $1 billion. Just, hey, Joey, throw an extra billion, like just type in a billion on that balance sheet there. Yeah, you know that Excel file? Just type in an extra billion and we'll just pretend that the pension fund has another billion in it. And we'll just pretend, because that's what the Federal Reserve does. Basically, they make pretend money. And while the Fed actually has the legal power, the constitutional power to make pretend money, the Dallas pension system does not. No, it does not. Even the state of Texas does not have the power to create pretend money. And so when that system, when the numbers finally collide with reality, the people who are supposed to get their money from that Dallas pension system will not get it. I absolutely guarantee it. Again, I know I live in a society where nobody wants to hear the truth. It's so unpopular. Nobody wants to be told the real story that they're going to lose their pension. No one wants to hear that. They want to live in their delusional fantasy land. They want to watch the Super Bowl. They want to watch the Oscars. They want to watch late night sitcoms. Whatever. Fine. But you're living in a delusional fairy tale land. And you're probably over leveraged and you have too much debt and your cost of living is way too high because you're counting on a pension payout that in many cases will not be there. So plan ahead, folks. Be honest about things. Take a hard look at the numbers. And if you do, you're going to be like 1 in 100 people. You're going to be like the 1% of the most informed. And you realize you're living in a society that's 99% clueless people, absolutely clueless. But they vote, which, of course, is a very important function for the clueless in order to, keep the clueless government running, providing non-solutions to the clueless voters who keep voting for them over and over again, even though they solve nothing. Yeah, i.e. the Dallas pension system. Clueless. Oblivious might be a better term. In any case, I tell you all of this, I'm going to wrap this up, but I tell you all of this because I don't want you to get hurt. And if this sounds a little bit maybe perturbed or offensive to some people, good. I hope that you take that feeling of feeling offended and use it to go out and do some research and get out of this high-risk market and shore up your assets to protect your assets. I hope that you feel some emotional response that encourages you to go take some action, because in that way, maybe I'm spurring you into action that will save your financial ass in the years ahead, and that would make me and you very happy. So it's not my job to lie to you and feed you falsehoods. That's the government's job. That's what the state government does. That's what the city of Dallas does. That's what the federal government does. My job is to tell you the truth, or at least encourage you to explore the truth yourself, and you'll find that it's very, very different from what you're being told by the government and by the television. So keep exploring, keep learning, keep expanding your knowledge, and you will be safer, even as others are sadly financially harmed by everything that's coming down. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. And of course, check out my main website, naturalnews.com.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacture, and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.